We're the FM home of the Oregon Ducks. 96.1 KZL.
Wait for the snap. Got it. Gonna keep. Turn it up. Big hole and take off, baby. If you got the speed, you'll score.
It's time now for Jivin' with Jerry.
Go, go!
It's time for another season of Jivin' with Jerry. It's the very latest on Oregon Duck football with the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen. Jivin' with Jerry is brought to you by Guarantee, the RV Supercenter in Junction City.
Next up, Jerry, tomorrow night at Stanford. But just looking back, tough loss to Washington State, but I'm guessing kind of a learning experience.
Yeah, well, it's tough loss in that you didn't play your best. And you got to give credit to Washington State. Their defense was stunting, shifting around, and we didn't handle that really well as far as an offensive line. But you're right, learn from that. Saw what they didn't do that they knew they could do. And so you got to take the positives out of that, which Coach Taggart always does, and then move forward. So another opportunity. That's what you're looking for. Learn from the mistakes, another opportunity.
Coming up tomorrow night, the Ducks are back in action, a road game against Stanford. That's not going to be easy, of course. And so maybe talk about the matchup and quarterback Burmeister. What did he learn last week, and how do you think he'll do this week?
Well, the biggest thing he learned was the speed of the game. You just can't simulate that in practice. Most teams don't let the quarterback get hit, so the defenses can only come and then have the hands off. And you don't really get an appreciation for how fast the game is in totality. So he learned that, and that's a great learning experience. That's what they call it, experience. So now he knows what to expect from the first snap, from the get-go, and we're assuming he's going to be the starter. I think Taylor Alley is healthy now, and he's going to be one of those guys that's available to start or be in the rotation. But, yeah, the experience factor of learning the speed of the game for Braxton, and I think he's a very quick learner. I think he's going to be fine.
And how do we match up against Stanford?
Stanford. They just don't beat themselves. They're not going to turn the ball over. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. They're very sound. And so you've got to make them make mistakes. So that's what the Ducks defensively will try to do, and offensively try to mismatch and get somebody open in space and then try to make it a man-on-man, and you make the play and they don't. But they're big up front again offensively. They're always big. They're always tough. They're really a different team this year. They're kind of scrambling trying to find their quarterback as well. They don't really have a guy who's been the guy. Keller Crist is 6'5", 234. KJ Costello, 6'5", 217. One's a senior, one's a sophomore. So they're still looking at that, but they do know what they have. They've got Bryce Love. Bryce Love, 5'10", 196, a junior, a tailback who is everybody's nightmare. He just finds a way to get free. He'll run 15, 16 times and average about 2 yards a carry, and then on the next two or three runs, he'll get you 80 yards. That's the kind of guy he is. He's very elusive, and that's why he's a leading carrier in the Pac-12, one of the best in the nation right now. So they're riding Bryce's back.
We're already up to game number 7 of the season. The Ducks out on the road to take on the Cardinal of Stanford. That's going to be a tough matchup, but good news is I think I read where some of the guys might be back, including Charles Nelson.
Yeah, hoping. I mean, this week of practice will determine that, and so they looked at this week. They looked at Tuesday, how did he do Wednesday, and how did he do yesterday, and then, of course, the walkthrough later today as they get ready for tomorrow's game. And they'll go down to the final hour, the final practice, to see whether Mitchell or Nelson or the rest of the guys who have dinged up a little bit. We know Justin is not going to play. Still going to be a few weeks for him, the quarterback. But starting to get some of those guys back, and this would be a great week to do that. I don't know if we're going to know about Charles Nelson or Mitch until we actually get to kickoff time.
Next game up for the Ducks tomorrow night, Stanford won a very late game, kickoff time, 8 o'clock. Jerry, maybe you can speak to, can you stay up that late? And also, any comments about Gary Anderson at Oregon State?
Well, it's tough. First of all, anytime there are changes in any career, I don't care whether it's football, it's coaches, or whether you're talking about players, especially in the middle of the season. It's upsetting. It breaks any rhythm you've got, and you just hate to see it. The late start, everybody in the Pac-12 is dealing with it, some even more than Oregon. It's the toughest part about a late start for the fans, obviously, is it's if you're traveling, you're going to get home really, really late. But the TV crowd on the East Coast is not going to see this game. I mean, it's not going to start till 11:10, 11:15. So they're not going to watch this ball game. But the toughest part for the team is sitting in a hotel all day. It's just frustrating. It doesn't hurt. It's just frustrating waiting for that game time to come up.
Is that the latest you've ever started, 8?
I think, you know, 8:15. Yeah, it's got to be the latest. I want to say it was a 9 o'clock start, but, that's only into my nightmare. So if we can go 8:10, I mean, as it is, we're not going to get home until 3:30 Sunday morning after the charter flight. So I'm all for, 1, 2, 3 in the afternoon. See what you can do. You throw your weight around, you know?
I hope you can get a little nap during the pregame or something so you can stay up late.
My problem is I'm starting to nap during the game. Age will do that to you. So I missed the second quarter last week. But, Georgie carries it well.
You have a wonderful, safe trip to Stanford. And as always, go Ducks!
Go Ducks!